This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is James Scott, S-C-O-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/5/1957. Date of service. Date of service is 7. Date of service is 3/16/2022. Mr. Scott is a very pleasant 64-year-old male with history of an infected diabetic ulcer, was admitted to the hospital, ultimately requiring a below knee amputation. He subsequently underwent a cardiac arrest, secondary to a critical aortic stenosis. A permanent pacemaker was placed due to complete heart block. He underwent valvuloplasty as a bridge to TAVR. He was also diuresed. He was euvolemic. He was subsequently doing better. He was treated with broad-spectrum antibiotics for his diabetic foot ulcer. Plan is for a TAVR. Later on, he was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, complaints of feeling weak, complaints of pain. He denies any complaints of any shortness of breath, denies any chest pain, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, atrial flutter, complete heart block, diastolic congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, peripheral vascular disease, osteomyelitis, chronic anemia, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, significant for right below knee amputation and permanent pacemaker placement. Social history, smoking alcohol rarely. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, current medications include magnesium, Senna, atorvastatin, Tylenol, Eliquis, Metoprolol, Tamsulosin, Bumex, Aspirin, Gabapentin, Insulin Lispro, Lantus Insulin, Oxycodone, Zofran, and Miralax. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any pressure sensation, in shortness of breath. He does have history of critical aortic stenosis, status post-valvuloplasty, history of complete heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of diastolic congestive heart failure, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, he denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of chronic kidney disease. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of diabetic ulcer, status post below knee amputation. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, physical examination, weight 274 pounds, blood pressure 104 over 63, temperature 98.6, pulse 63 per minute, respiration 18, blood sugar was 188, oxygen saturation was 92%. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle ran unreactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slash 6. Grade 2, slash 6, left in the border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema, right below knee amputation. Impression, number one. Chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, complete heart block, the status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next, critical aortic stenosis, status post valvuloplasty. Next, atrial flutter. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, peripheral vascular disease. The status post right below knee amputation. Next, chronic anemia. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Three implant patients admit to Wellbridge of Brighton. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his sugars. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications, continue pain control, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Irene Sedrinsky, S-R-E-D-Z-I-N-S-K-I, Irene, I-R-E-N-E. Date of birth is 9/26/1928. Date of service is 3/16/2022. Ms. Sedrinsky is a very pleasant ...93-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, was admitted to the hospital after she had a fall. She has been complaining of feeling weak, had some shortness of breath, was also complaining of some chest pain. Troponins were negative. CAD was, MI was ruled out. Patient was feeling tired and fatigued, as well as complaining of some shortness of breath. Her legs also gave out. She fell. She was seen in the emergency room, had x-rays done, were unremarkable. CT of the head and cervical spine was done, showed no evidence of acute cervical spine fracture or malalignment. Moderate to advanced cervical spondylosis was seen. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, she states that she is feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She does complaints of weakness in her legs. She has been using the walker. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. She otherwise has been feeling well. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, degenerative joint disease, chronic kidney disease, history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history has been significant for colon surgery, status post polypectomy, cataract surgery, carpal tunnel release, and skin biopsy, as well as hernia repair. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications. Current medications include milk of magnesia, loratadine, sublingual nitroglycerin, furosemide, Pepcid, calcium carbonate, vitamin D3, Eliquis, meclizine, pravastatin, Lasix, potassium chloride, Tylenol, and metoprolol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, weight 139.8 pounds, blood pressure 110 over 72, temperature 98.2, pulse 80 per minute, respiration 16, oxygen saturation was 97%, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, rails no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, deconditioning, next fall, next knee pain, next coronary artery disease, next congestive heart failure, next atrial fibrillation, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD. Three implant patients admit to Wellbridge of Brighton, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, work with therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Costello. Next patient is James Costello, Costello, James, James, date of birth is 2/24/1941. Date of service is 3/18/2022. Mr. Costello is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was recently admitted to the hospital, was seen by Dr. Vassallo, was subsequently transferred to my service since he has been a patient of mine in the outpatient setting. At the present time, he states that he's been feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, does complaints of feeling tired and fatigue. He was admitted to the hospital, underwent transmetatarsal amputation. Secondary to osteomyelitis. He has completed his course of antibiotic, continue with wound care. He denies any other complaints. Said that on examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart of MS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left foot with dressing in place. Impression, left transmetatarsal amputation. Secondary to osteomyelitis. Next chronic systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, next chronic anemia, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next diabetes mellitus, type 2, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Brighton, will continue current medications, will continue with wound care, continue, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.